Chapter 3. The trip to Paddington Green Police Station was routine. All presumed terrorists were processed in the typically 1960s blue and gray Harrow Road facility. 16 cells were located below ground for high-security prisoners held for questioning in a separate custody suite. Flint had been there before. He was no terrorist, but the Queen's Guard would naturally have assumed otherwise. He didn't fault them. He'd have made the same choice. The long list of crimes he had committed today alone justified the assumption. If they ran a routine background check, the situation would become infinitely more difficult. Simply possessing the Glock was enough to make them lock him away somewhere. Ashton would have to be explained, too. As Scarlett had told him when they were young miscreants long ago, cops judge you by the creeps you're arrested with, whether or not the dudes are worse than you. Flint's first hour in the interrogation room passed slowly. The chairs were uncomfortable, the room was too hot, and no one offered him coffee or anything else. He wasn't charged immediately, which was a good sign. He had a better chance of quick release if no formal charges were made. Once paperwork entered the system, it took on a life of its own and would need to be dealt with. Shortly after his arrival, the Metropolitan Police began their tedious processes, and one of the young officers read him his rights. After the formal reading, Flint remained silent. The officer said, "You want a lawyer or not?" Flint pretended to consider the question for a few seconds. A quick response would cause additional problems.
"I think things will go faster if we skip lawyers, don't you?"
"Suit yourself."
The young officer turned and left the room. Flint had made the lawyer mistake before. Lawyers delayed and complicated these situations beyond all reason. He was better off on his own. Scarlett knew whom to call if he didn't check in with her before close of business today. He could rely on her to follow through. After another hour, the investigating officer entered. This one was older and more experienced. He introduced himself as Deputy Inspector Gates. Flint didn't alter his relaxed posture. Gates sat on the chair across the table, rested his forearms on the metal, and folded his hands.
"We're investigating your situation, Mr. Flint, and we have a few questions for you."
His Cockney accent was thick and his tone firm. Flint didn't engage in role play.